מסכת אבות פרק ו' משנה יוד, משנה says, חמישה קניינים קנה הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו ואלו הן. There are five different acquisitions that Hashem made in this world, and these are them. Of course, Hashem created the entire world and everything within it. So when we say that there are five acquisitions, not to limit everything else, but we're saying there are five things in the world that are really treasured by Hashem more than anything else, and that He loves, and that He is creating the whole world for. These are them. Torah kinyan echad. Torah is one acquisition. Shemayim va'aretz kinyan echad. The heaven and the earth are one acquisition. Avraham kinyan echad. Avraham Avinu is one acquisition. Yisrael kinyan echad. Israel, the Jewish people, is one acquisition. And Bet HaMikdash kinyan echad. The Bet HaMikdash is one acquisition as well. All of these things, the whole point of the world, number one, the first one is Torah. Without Torah, there's no purpose to the world. That's the main purpose why Hashem created the world, for people to hear the word of Hashem and to study its Torah, which is the word of Hashem, of whatever He tells them to do. That can only be done with number two, with Shemayim Va'aretz, with the heavens and the earth. Torah could be learned and the commandments could be fulfilled only in that spot. So everything in the world is for that purpose. Avraham Avinu, which is number three, is the first person to teach the word of God. First person to teach Torah. So he traveled and he spread it amongst everybody. And once he passed away, Bnei Israel, they took over and they lived and spread the word of Hashem as well. And then lastly, Bet HaMikdash. The Bet HaMikdash itself is where the Torah is going to spring forth from. That all the nations of the world and all of the Jewish people, obviously, are going to return to the Bet HaMikdash where the Shekhinah is going to dwell, and they will have the Torah spread to them from there. We'll now bring all different proofs to show that these five things are the acquisition of Hashem. Torah minayin. Where do we know that Torah is the acquisition of Hashem? Dichtiv Adonai kanani reshit darko kedem mifa'alav me'az. It's written in Mishle that Hashem acquired the Torah at the beginning of His way, before His works of old, which means before the creation of the world. It was the first step in the process of creation. He created the Torah, and as the Hachamim tell us, He looked in the Torah and then He created the world. Yistakel be'oraita ubara alma. He first use the Torah as a blueprint to construct the entire world. So that was number one. And after that is Shamayim Va'aretz Minayin. Where do we know that the heavens and the earth are Hashem's acquisition? Dichtiv Ka'amar Adonai Hashamayim Kisi V'Haaretz Hadom Raglai. E'ze Bayit Asher Tivru Li V'Eze Makom Menuhati. It's written in Yeshaya. Hashem said, the heavens are my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house could you build for me? What place could be my resting place? Hashem is kivyachol too large to fit in a structure, to hold the divine presence. Nothing could do it. So the entire world is His throne. And that shows the fact that it's a throne. A melech sits on a throne. So it's representative of His monarchy, a symbol of His monarchy. So the heavens, He shows how important it is. But when it comes to the lower world itself, the aretz, what do we see here? It's called a footstool. That's not a strong proof, because it's an item of less importance. So we bring another pasuk to prove that. Ve'omen, marabu ma'asecha Adonai kolam b'chuma asita, male'ah ha'adis kinyanecha. We say that how numerous are your works, Hashem, from Tehillim. With wisdom you made all of them, the earth, which is your kinyanecha, and it's filled with them. So we're here, we're praising the earth. We're talking about how great it is, which is straight up the kinyan of Hashem. Avraham Minayin. Where do we know that Avraham Avinu is the acquisition of Hashem? Dichtiv Vayvarechehu Vayomar Baruch Avraham Le'el Elyon Koneh Shemayim Va'aretz. For it says, Malki Tzedek blessed Avraham, or Avraham at the time, and said, blessed is Avraham by Hashem, the maker of heaven and earth. We're saying over here that the maker of heaven and earth title is not going back on Hashem, but it's actually going back on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is kivyachol the maker of earth, of heaven and earth, because both the heaven and earth exist in the merit of Avraham Avinu, of Avraham Avinu spreading Torah, teaching Torah. And therefore, you could see from here that Avraham Avinu is one of the acquisitions of Hashem. Heaven and earth are one of His acquisitions, and the person who enables them to exist, which is Avraham Avinu, also becomes one of His acquisitions. Yisrael minayin. Where do we see that Yisrael is considered to be an acquisition of God? Dichtiv ad ya'avor amecha Adonai, Ad Ya'avor Amzu Kanita. It's written, until your people pass through, it is in the Az Yashir, until this people that you have acquired passes through. Ve'omer Likdoshim Asher Ba'aretz Hema Ve'adireh Kol Hefsi Ba'am. We say in Tehillim, for the holy people who are on the earth and the mighty ones, all my desire is for them. So we see the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. We straight up call them Amzu Kanita, you have acquired this nation. And then we're talking about how this holy people, the holiest people on earth, are the only desire of Hashem. So we see how beloved we are, the Jewish people are, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beit HaMikdash Minayin, where do we know that the Beit HaMikdash is the acquisition of God? Dichtiv, Machon L'Shivtecha Pa'alt Adonai Mikedash Adonai Kornon Yardecha, the foundation of your dwelling that you, Hashem, have made, which is the Mikdash, the sanctuary that your hands established. So the hands of Hashem, Kivyachol, built the Beit HaMikdash, and just like the hand of Hashem created the heavens and the earth, so therefore it's on the same playing field, the Beit HaMikdash, which is going to be the dwelling spot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lastly, we quote the Pasuk, Ve'omer vayvi'em el givul kocho harze kanta yemino. We say, he brought them to this boundary, this mountain, talking about Haram Moriah, where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, that his right hand acquired. We use the word kanta yemino. So we see here that not only the Beit HaMikdash itself, but the entire Harabayit, the entire mountain, is acquired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when the Beit HaMikdash is not there, there's still a holiness to that mountain of Harabayit.